Time is exactly 8 o'clock. You're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Stay tuned for Ragtime America.
Support comes from KGNU listener members and by North Boulder Counseling, specializing in anxiety counseling and depression treatment. Offices in Boulder and online options throughout Colorado. More information can be found at northbouldercounseling.com. Support comes from the Paramount Theater in downtown Denver, presenting guitarist, vocalist, and songwriter Christone Kingfish Ingram, live on Thursday, May 19th. Tickets and information can be found at ParamountDenver.com.
Good evening. Welcome to Ragtime America. I'm Jack Rummel. I'll be with you for an hour of recorded ragtime this evening. And tonight we're going to devote an hour to a gentleman whose birthday is in the month of May, who probably did as much to promote ragtime at the beginning of the 20th century than any other composer. He was a composer. He wrote songs. But he never actually wrote a rag. He wrote a lot of songs with the name Rag in the title, but he didn't write an out-and-out rag. And so that makes him kind of different than a lot of the other people that we have featured on this show. But I'm sure it's a name that you will immediately recognize. I'm speaking of Irving Berlin. Berlin was born in Russia on May 11th, 1888, immigrated to New York as a child in the mid-1890s when his family fled to escape the region's persecution of the Jewish community. He would become one of the most popular songwriters in the United States with hits like Alexander's Ragtime Band and White Christmas, and Broadway musical works like Puttin' on the Ritz, Easter Parade, and Annie Get Your Gun. In the early years, he worked as a street singer, and he became a singing waiter in Chinatown, and as a lyricist, they misspelled his name. Last name was Beilein. They spelled it I, Berlin. He decided to keep the name, becoming Irving Berlin. A few years later, he became a lyricist for the music publishing company Watterson and Snyder. He released a major hit in 1911, Alexander's Ragtime Band, earning the nickname of Tin Pan Alley. And by the second decade of the 20th century, he had dozens upon dozens of songs under his belt. So let's pause now and get into some of these songs and tunes and so on. So we're going to start, actually, with a rag by George Botsford, written in 1910, called the Grizzly Bear Rag. And here to bring it to us is Professor Bill Edwards.
Thank you.
Berlin heard that tune and got an idea, and so he wrote words to it. He used the A section and the C section and turned it into a popular dance of the day, which a lot of people were doing it. So it's called Doin' the Grizzly Bear from 1910. And to sing it for us is Meredith Axelrod on vocals and Craig Ventresco on guitar.
Talk about your bears that Teddy Roosevelt shot. They couldn't class with what old San Francisco's got. Listen, my honeydew, and I'll describe to you the dance of the grizzly bear. Hug up close to your lady. Throw your shoulders toward the ceiling. Lordy, lordy, what a feeling. Hug up close to your lady. Close your eyes and do some napping. Something nice is gonna happen. Hug up close to your lady. Sway. Sit down and rest a minute, honey dear. My head feels awful queer. Please call the waiter near. Water, water, quick, the lady's gone, I fear. Thank you, honey. In my purse you'll find some money. Where's the man who showed me how to do that dance that put me in a trance? I'll take another chance. Now that I've got my breath, I'm his'n until death. Come on with your grizzly bear, that ever-loving grizzly. Hug up close to your baby. Shake yourself just like a blizzard. Hypnotize me like a wizard. Hug up close to your lady. If they do this dance in heaven, shoot me, hon, tonight at 7. Hug up close to your lady. Sway me everywhere. You and me, that's two. We'll make it one when we get through. Doing the grizzly bear.
All right, there you've got the lyrics. Doing the grizzly bear. Very clever lyrics. That's something that Berlin was noted for. His lyrics were really very cleverly done. Okay, let's move on to 1911. The next tune that Irving Berlin wrote had to do with ragtime. It's called The Ragtime Violin. And we have an orchestral version to start with. Here is the Paul Price Orchestra.
Thank you.
All right, there you have an orchestral version of Ragtime Violin. I had to do a lot of searching to find the song, the words, and I finally found it from an album entitled Irving Berlin and Company. That was a Broadway show, and this is taken right out of the Broadway show, so it's kind of corny. It's got some talking in it as well. But somebody named Jeffrey Swell ultimately sings these lyrics. So here we go.
If one of you singers knows that song about the violin, I can't remember the title. I'll tip you $1.
Sorry, we don't know any song about it.
Wait. Why? Our piano player and I know that song very well. Sure.
We do? I don't know any...
Just start vamping something. A little umpapa. And follow me. I'll make up something. We're not going to lose this tip. My friend, it's our pleasure to honor any request you have. I've always loved the violin song. My own beloved mother still sings it to me every night at bedtime.
Fiddle up on your violin. Lay right on it, rest your chin upon it. Doggone, you better begin and play an overture upon your violin. Hurry up with your violin. Make it sooner, don't you stop to tune her. Fit, fiddle the middle of your ragtime violin.
Hey, that's not the violin song I was thinking of.
Are you sure? Well, I'm probably not the wonderful singer that your own dear sweet mother was. But that's the song we perform here all the time. Why, just last night, Diamond Jim Brady came in and requested that song and gave me a $5 tip. The night before, George M. Cohen asked for it and gave me a $10 tip.
Well, I wasn't thinking of giving more than a $1 tip.
That'll be just fine. $1 for me and $1 to our piano player, too. Honestly, mister, your mother would be so glad to know that you're remembering her.
Yeah, my old dear ma. Let me hear that song again.
Fiddle up on your violin. Lay right on it, rest your chin upon it. Doggone, you better begin
and play an overture up on your violin.
Hurry up with your violin. Make it sooner,
don't you stop the tuner.
Fit, fiddle the middle of your ragtime violin.
Oh, if only my dear sweet ma were alive to hear it. That was her favorite song. We buried her a year ago today.
You buried her?
We had to. She died.
Okay, there you have it. At least you heard the words. All right, well, probably the most famous song that Berlin wrote about ragtime, or with ragtime in the title, was Alexander's Ragtime Band from 1911. And that was a popular song. All kinds of people recorded it and sang it. And some even actually turned it into a jazz standard. So we're going to listen to two versions back to back. The first by Pee Wee Hunt, where you'll hear the words and the music. And then the second, we'll hear Paris Washboard as they do a jazz version of Alexander's Ragtime Band.
Come on here, come on here. It's the best band in the land. They can play the bugle like you never heard before. So natural that you want to go to war. It's just the bestest band. What am on my honey lamb? Come on along, come on along. Let me take you by the hand. Up to the man, up to the man. Who is the leader of the band? If you want to hear that Swanee River played in ragtime, come on here, come on here. Alexander's Ragtime Band. If you wanna hear that Swanee River played in ragtime, come on here, come on here, Alexander's Ragtime Band.
Thank you.
Well, there you have it. Paris Washboard with a jazz version of Alexander's Ragtime Band. We're going to go right in now to another Irving Berlin tune. This one doesn't actually have the word rag or ragtime in the title, but it refers to ragtime and actually identifies it. So it's from 1912. It's called Everybody's Doing It Now. And here is Ann Gibson to sing that for us, backed up by Frederick Hodges.
Honey, honey, can't you hear? Funny, funny music, dear. Ain't that funny strain going to your brain like a bottle of wine? Hun, 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 take a chance. One, 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 one little dance. Can't you see them all swaying in the hall? Let's start getting in line. Everybody's doing it, doing it, doing it. Everybody's doing it, doing it, doing it. See that ragtime couple over there? Watch them throw their shoulders in the air. Snap their fingers, honey, I declare. It's a bear, it's a bear, it's a bear. Everybody's doing it, doing it, doing it. Everybody's doing it, doing it, doing it. Ain't that music touching your heart? See those trombones busting apart. Come, 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 let us start. Everybody's doing it now.
Support comes from Cottonwood Custom Builders, a Boulder-based general contractor specializing in remodeling, new home construction, and green building. More information at cottonwoodcustombuilders.com.
Well, you heard, see that ragtime couple over there? Watch them throw their shoulders in the air. It's a bear, it's a bear, it's a bear. That's the grizzly bear dance that they're referring to, and of course, you heard the word ragtime, so he was still promoting ragtime, and here's another one from that same year, 1912. It's called Everything in America is Ragtime by Irving Berlin. And to sing that one for us, Mr. Max Morath.
People here are going wild. Every woman, man, and child has some ragtime on the brain. Every band and orchestra playing in America plays that syncopated strain. You're gonna hear it everywhere. It's floating in the air. Everything in America is ragtime. They talk in ragtime. It seems to be the fashion. Their latest passion is dancing to and fro, snapping fingers so, acting as though they were having a jag time. The USA is the land of syncopation. It seems the nation is just a million acres of shoulder shakers, composers thick as bees, writing raggy melodies while the birds are singing up in the trees in ragtime. Composers thick as bees, writing raggy melodies while the birds are singing up in the trees in ragtime. Everything in America is rag, raggedy ragtime now.
Okay, let's turn now to a piece called That Mysterious Rag, and to sing it for us is a singer that I'm not familiar with, but she does a nice nice job, wow, pardon me. Her name is Anne Marie Calabro.
Mysterious rag, while awake or while you're slumbering, you're saying, keep playing that mysterious rag. Are you listening? Are you listening? Look, look, you're whistling that mysterious rag. Sneaky, freaky, ever melodious, mysterious rag. Any minute they begin it, ere you know what you're about, you're in it. Then a feeling most appealing comes a stealing, sends your brain a-reeling. When it's late and everyone is yawning, good morning, day dawning. Then if suddenly you hear a warning shout, look out. That mysterious rag, while awake or while you're slumbering, you're saying, keep playing that mysterious rag. Are you listening? Are you listening? Look, look, you're whistling that mysterious rag. Sneaky, freaky, ever melodious, mysterious rag.
Okay, from 1912, That Mysterious Rag. Now let's move on to a piece from 1913 by Irving Berlin called The International Rag. And we have an orchestral version with some singing in it by the Ophelia Ragtime Orchestra.
What did you do, America? They rafted you, America. You got excited and you started something. Nations jumping all around. You've got a lot to answer for. They put the blame right at your door. The world is ragtime crazy from shore to shore. London dropped its dignity. So has France and Germany. All hands are dancing to that raggedy melody full of originality. The folks who live in sunny Spain dance to a strain. That's like old Spanish tango. Dukes and lords and Russian czars, men who own the motor cars, throw up their shoulders to that raggedy melody full of originality. The Italian opera singers have learned to snap their fingers. The world goes round to the sound of the international rag. American, most every band American has started everybody dancing daily, prancing gaily all around. There's syncopation in the air, they got the fever everywhere. Each happy, snappy chappy cries, it's a beer. London dropped its dignity, so has France and Germany. All hands are dancing to that raggedy melody full of originality. The folks who live in sunny Spain dance to a strain. At the call of Spanish tango, dukes and lords and Russian czars, men who own their motor cars, throw up their shoulders to that raggedy melody full of originality. Italian opera singers have learned to snap their fingers. The world goes round to the sound of the international rag.
All right, the international rag. Well, that took me by surprise. I'm sorry about that. Let's get back to what I wanted to play. From 1914, another Berlin tune. It's called He's a Rag Picker. And here is Dr. Dave Majak to sing that.
Funny fella by the name of Mose. He hadn't anybody he could pick up on, so he picks on a grand piano. Morning, noon, and night you find him picking rags. I don't mean the kind of rags they put in bags. He doesn't own a junk shop. Just the same, he's a rag picker, a real rag picker, all the live long day. He bangs upon the piano keys in search of ragged, ragged melodies. All day he's at the ivories, and while he dozes, he composes. Mr. Moses makes an ordinary ditty sound so pretty like nobody can. father told me that upon the morn, when his little piano playing boy was born, they didn't have a cradle they could put him in, so he slept on the grand piano. They found him there upon his knees, chewing on the highly polished piano keys. That very day, his father loudly cried, "He's a rag picker, a real rag picker. All the livelong day, he bangs upon the piano keys in search of ragged, ragged melodies. All day, he's at the ivories, and while he dozes, he composes. Mr. Moses makes an ordinary ditty. Sounds so pretty, like nobody can. Most any time of the day, you'll find him picking away. He's a rag picker, a real rag picker, a ragtime picking man. A cotton picking ragtime man."
You've probably heard that prices for used vehicles are up compared to a year ago, and you may have been tempted to try to sell that car you're not using anymore for some extra cash. But consider this, that car's also worth more in terms of financial support to KGNU. So if you don't need it, donate it. Pickup is free and the process is easy. Learn more at kgnu.org, and thank you.
Support comes from Rebecca's Herbal Apothecary and Supply, connecting our community with botanical medicine products for those seeking to reclaim their health and our collective environment. More information can be found at rebeccasherbs.com.
All right, well, where are we? Here we are. From 1914, a tune that I think you'll probably recognize. I think this is just a musical version of it, but it's called Play a Simple Melody, and it pits one actual melody against another, which is very clever and was very popular. So here is Bob Pelland and Bob Pillsbury on twin pianos, and Play a Simple Melody by Irving Berlin.
Thank you.
All right, all right. Play a simple melody. Now let's listen to it by the Paragon Ragtime Orchestra, featuring two of their vocalists done in almost a operatic style. You could get both of those themes because they really go together very nicely, even though the words clash and make it a little difficult sometimes to figure it out. Well, Irving Berlin would go on to compose more than 1,500 songs and scores for dozens of musicals and films. Among his best-known screen works were Puttin' on the Ritz, Alexander's Ragtime Band, Easter Parade, and three Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers films, including Top Hat, which featured Cheek to Cheek. Then the 1942 musical Holiday Inn showcased Bing Crosby singing White Christmas, which would becoming the highest-selling tune in history. Berlin also shaped patriotic fervor with his composition of God Bless America, first sung by Kate Smith in 1938 and becoming the, quote, unofficial, unquote, national anthem of the United States. He would be nominated for 9 Academy Awards with 7 nods in the song category, winning in 1943 for White Christmas. Many of Berlin's songs became popular hits and are considered part of the standards canon, having been covered by a multitude of artists, including Shirley Bassey, Nat King Cole, Willie Nelson, Linda Ronstadt, Frank Sinatra, and Nancy Wilson. Irving Berlin died in New York City on September 22, 1989, at the age of 101. So truly a national treasure. And we're going to feature one more song here. It's called I Love a Piano. And this will be played by Tex Windham on piano and David Refkin on violin. And Refkin was not to be outdone. And so he wrote a second verse to this about the violin. So that makes it a little different. And then we'll follow that with an instrumental version of I Love a Piano featuring Bob Pillsbury and friends. For start off with Tex Windham and I Love a Piano.
As a child, I went wild when the band played. How I ran to the man when his hand swayed. Clarinets were my pets, and a slide trombone I thought was simply divine. But today when they play, I could hiss them. Every bar brings a jar to my system. But there's one musical instrument that I call mine. I love a piano, I love a piano. I love to hear somebody play on a piano, a grand piano. It simply carries me away. I know a fine way. As a child, I went wild when the band played. How I ran to the man when his hand swayed. Clarinets were my pets, and a slide trombone I thought was simply divine. But today when they play, I could hiss them. Every bar brings a jar to my system. But there's one musical instrument that I call mine. I love a piano, I love a piano. I love to hear somebody play on a piano, a grand piano. It simply carries me away. I know a fine way to treat a Steinway. I love to run my fingers o'er the keys, the harmonies, and with the pedal I long to meddle when Paderewski comes this way. I'm so delighted if I'm invited to hear that long-haired genius play. So you can keep your fiddle and your bow. Give me a P-I-A-N-O-O-O. I tune it upright beside an upright or a high-tone baby grand.
Starts to wobble, I grow cold as an old piece of marble. I allude to the crude little party singer who don't know when to pause. You know who I mean. At her best, I detest the singing, but I run to the one who is stringing. I always love the accompaniment, and that's because
I love a violin, I love a violin. I love to hear somebody play Uno Guarneri or Stradivari. It simply carries me away. I know a source here for lots of horsehair. I love to run my fingers o'er the strings, those catgut things, and with a fiddle I love to diddle when old Zaghetti comes this way. I'm so delighted if I'm invited to hear that long-haired genius play. So you can keep your P-I-A-N-O. Give me a fiddle and a bow. Oh, oh, I tune it upright beside an upright on a high tone violin.
Well, we've come to the end. I hope you've enjoyed this salute to Irving Berlin and the ragtime years, all the contributions that he made to ragtime, and certainly he made to the history of popular music, not only in the USA, but around the world. So happy birthday to Irving Berlin on May 11th. And I hope you'll tune in again next week for some more recorded ragtime. Thanks very much for listening.
Support comes from the YMCA of the Rockies, with locations in Estes Park and Granby, Colorado, offering lodging and activities for individuals, groups, and families. More information at ymcarockies.org or snowmountainranch.org.
This program is made possible by Barchetta Pizza, providing handcrafted pizza as well as a private dining room for special events. Located at 1644 Walnut Street, in downtown Boulder. More information can be found at barchetta.pizza.
Good evening. You're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Stay tuned for Swing Shift.
Jive Jack, put it in your pocket till I get back. Go downtown and see a man that ain't got time to shake your hand. Hit that Jive Jack, put it in your pocket till I get back. Time and time waits for no man that ain't got time to shake your hand.
I'm standing on the corner, well, I'm full of jive. But you know you're my boy and I'm bound to give you five.
Shady-yada. Hit that Jive Jack.
it till I get back. Going downtown to see your man, and I ain't got time to shake your hand. Hit that jar, Jack, put it in your pocket till I get back. Going downtown to see your man, and I ain't got time to shake your hand. Hit that jar, Jack, put it in your pocket till I get back. Time and time waits for no man, and I ain't got time to shake your hand.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Swing Shift. My name is David, and I'll be with you until 10 o'clock tonight. Hope to bring you some of the best in swing and big band, both old and new. So wherever you are, stay tuned, stay comfortable. You be cool tonight, and stay in love with KGNU.
Till I get back.
Hit that jar, Jack. Thank you.